we just thank God for each and every one of you there, and also we have some that are in touch with us by way of freeconferencecall.com. And so if my father is listening and his caregiver is listening, Sister Carrie, we just thank God for you guys, and also my father-in-law, my mother-in-law, if you're listening, if my sister Maria, most of you met Maria, if you're listening, all those by way of internet through freeconferencecall.com or listen, we welcome them as well, amen. There's no time and distance with God, amen. So even though they're not here, they're with us in the spirit, amen. Praise God. So we have a special treat for you today. And first of all, we just want to give a little praise to the Lord. We went to, I'll tell you what. Could we get a, she'll tell you about it. And Gina was there.
We had a fantastic time, and it's really what Made Whole Ministries is all about. We had a fantastic Saturday. Some kids call it a Super Saturday. Anyway, that's what we had. We started the day off going to give care packages to the homeless in Hemming Plaza, and I'm telling you what, it was just rewarding. It was so actually for me, it kind of freed me up. You know, the fact that I could give something to somebody. I was really set free. I think I was grinning from ear to ear. I'd go to someone, I said, Do you mind if I pray for you? I said, oh, never mind, I'm gonna pray for you anyway. Come on, let's go. I didn't even give him a chance to say yes, no, maybe, but I realized that most of them were receptive to what we were doing, and they were so appreciative. It was so appreciative. Nobody said, well, I don't like that stuff, or I can't use it, or get away from me, or anything, but they were so appreciative. Any kind of outpouring, a demonstration of Jesus' love and compassion. Just everywhere Jesus went, Jesus had compassion on the people. He ministered to their needs. He had compassion on them. And not only that, but it was great to see the kingdom represented. There were other ministers of the gospel there, and one guy comes out every Saturday and ministers and prays for everybody, and also the government was represented with the Sea Fire, and I thank God for her because her testimony is when she, and I know she had to tell it today too, but her testimony is when I came out, I saw that I was alone without people that I didn't know. And she said, "Okay, Lord, I'm not gonna be afraid. I'm gonna get out of my car and go witness and go pray for people." And that's exactly what she did. And then, like I said, there were other ministers there as well. So the kingdom as a whole was well represented. And then after that, we had another fellowship where it was just a fun time of all places, the Waffle House. And we met just nice and kind people there. And then later on we launched the women's ministry, and we met on the south side where our ultimate goal was Yes You Canvas, and it's a place where they show you how to paint, because as Judette and I and Carrie can attest, the first line we made didn't look like that. It didn't look anything like that, but the guy talked us through, and I can see that for part of an extension of the ministry, and not only that, but a church-wide fellowship. We can all go there and paint. It was a lot of fun. There were good representation of men and women there, and for the evening was great as well. Some of us took off to see Benny Hinn here and stuff. So we just had a super Saturday of fun, fellowship, food, you know, friends. Just had a great day. And I just want to encourage us all, you know, that we're all a part of the body at Made Whole Ministries, and we have individual gifts and talents and everything. Go ahead and give them to the Lord. He gave them to you anyway. So just use them for His glory. If you don't know, many of us are multi-blessed. You know that we can stretch in all areas. I got my son here. He's the strongest young man I know. They say you're bench pressing about 650 now. I like that bench press business, right? Well, anyway, he's close. but he's one of the strongest young men that we know. And not only is he strong physically, he's strong spiritually as well. I told him he's now our official recreation and sports manager for the ministry here at Made Hope Ministries. And I told him, hook us up. And so the first thing he said, Ma, you like camping? Ooh. Okay. I'm open to it. So I see that, you know, somewhere down the line and everything like that too. And so I see. And then of course we have Deacon D right here who can work any aspects of a computer, and that's valuable as well in the body. And Judette is just her gift is called sweet. I'm sure she can do a whole lot more, but I know her to be an awesome teacher, and I can't wait to see what's going on. You know, I'm in a hurry to wait. But anyway, we had a great time, and it's just the tip of the iceberg for us. The great things that we're going to do in the city, the town, the state, the nation, and in the world. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
You know what? I get excited when I see us doing what Jesus commanded us to do. You know, in the gospel, somebody approached Jesus and he said, "Lord, when did we do all these things to you?" He said, "And as much as you did it unto the least of those, you done it unto me." He was talking about, did you visit the homeless? Did you visit the sick? Did you visit those in prison? Said, Lord, he said, as much as you've done it unto the least of them, you've done it unto me. And then also on that flyer that we printed, Pastor Sissy put this script on. It really solidifies what we actually did. It said, because what happened is, when you give to the poor, they can't pay you back. But you know who pays you back? In dividends, in health, in joy, in peace. I mean, I was so fulfilled being able to pass those out. I was so fulfilled. And it says, the scripture has Proverbs 19:17. It said, he who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay what has been given. So in other words, if you can put your money in ViStar, I thank God for ViStar. But guess what? You got to have $10,000, and they give you 5 cents for heaven. Maybe, you know, each month. But God didn't do in percentage. He deals in folds, 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. And what that means is you multiply, and keep multiplying. That's how God repays you. And what happens is he protects you. He gives you peace of mind. He gives you things that the world can't give. But, you know, when you're wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in Jesus, like they used to say in the Church of God in Christ I used to go to, you have peace of mind. Nothing can attach itself to you from the world because we're sold out to Jesus. Amen? And so that's the purpose of Made Whole Ministries. Get everybody to leave these four walls. Leave all these four walls and go out and be the church. Be the church. And I thank God that we have some good members, faithful members like Sister Beverly. You know, when she was out of town, you know, we really felt a part of us was out here. Amen? But see, you can't say that about everybody. Sometimes you say, well, hallelujah, they didn't come there. But praise God, we can say that about our sister Beverly, amen. When she's gone, she's truly missed. And so we just thank God for it. And she's faithful. She's faithful. She can dissect that word to the nth degree. I mean, where down to the molecule, you know, where you think nothing else is left in that word. But Jesus said, the words I speak, they're spirit and they're life. But we have a special treat from one of our sisters. We've grown to love, and she's our daughter. and just an awesome, humble woman of God. And so we just want to hear from her today, what God has laid on her heart. And Dee was at Benny Hinn last night with me. Praise God. And we saw Nita Henry. She was in singing in the choir. Yeah, we saw her there. But it was awesome. It was awesome. And it was awesome. And to see the power of God manifested like that. But that power of God can be manifested in each and every one of us. You know, God's no respecter person. So what I'm trying to do, what our job is, to equip you to do the work of the ministry and realize that God wants to use you. Amen. He wants to use you. And we're going to do a teaching on body, soul, and spirit. And that thing that God laid on my heart. Because when you realize the truth of what you have and what you possess, then you'll go out and be the church. And so a lot of traditional men have trapped us up and kept us from doing what God called us to do. Amen. But I could introduce the guest speaker today, not a guest speaker, the speaker of the hour today. But you know what? I can't do it any justice. But I wanted her brother to come up and just introduce the guest speaker.
Hello. Person I'm about to introduce is very dear to me. I've known her 33 years. Yeah. She's probably one of the smartest women I know. And one of the toughest too. Yeah. People see her as sweet, but I know better. Yeah. But I want everybody to just give a warm welcome to that Jeanette Santil.
The title of my sermon. Of my sermon is Servanthood, the Unique Nature of Serving and Its Benefits. I'm thankful for the opportunity to be of service by speaking with you all this morning. It's funny, isn't it? Being thankful for having to do something for someone else. We usually associate thankfulness with receiving something instead of having to give something away, but that is the unique nature of service, in that it benefits the giver just as much, if not more, than the receiver. If we look into it further, it is a unique nature shared by one other thing, love. How is that? Love is most rewarding when it is given, not received. If we look at the life of Jesus, we see that he spent his life serving others. We read that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. We see this as the ultimate act of love, and if we look at it, this act, we see that it is an act of service. So then we can conclude that a major aspect of love is serving. The Bible confirms this in Philippians 2, where it says, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus. In other words, to be Christ-like, to have the mind of Christ, to love like Christ, is to serve. The enigma of altruism. Altruism is the belief in or practice of disinterested and selfless concern for the well-being of others. It has been a source of difficulty for those who follow the Darwinian belief of evolution, which states that only the fittest in the population will survive. It is a trait that has baffled scientists and one which they confess is uniquely human. The selfless concern for the most vulnerable members of society does not line up with the popular evolutionary theory, because it is a characteristic that God Himself has placed in us. The amazing thing about this trait is that it not only benefits others, but it is vital to everyone involved, both the receiver of the service and the provider. The benefits of serving. In Isaiah 58:10, it says, "And if you give yourself to the hungry and satisfy the desires of the afflicted, then your light will rise in darkness and your gloom will become like midday." When you serve, you are in actuality caring for your well-being as well. When we were out there the other day serving the homeless, something that a young lady from India, a friend of the Hicks, said really stuck out to me. She said that humans needed to give. We were built to give. It was such a simple but profound statement, and one that is supported by science. We often speak about the gifts in heaven that awaits us for the acts of service we commit here on earth, but serving others benefits us in the here and now by contributing to our own personal well-being. An article in the Huffington Post summarizes studies that have shown that serving others has very practical benefits. According to studies, people who serve are happier, as doing for others releases feel-good chemicals in our brains, making us happy. Serving also reduces stress, as it promotes the release of oxytocin, a hormone associated with the formation of bonds between individuals. It helps alleviate pain by focusing our thoughts on helping others. People who serve have longer lifespans. They have lower blood pressure and are less susceptible to depression. Service has even been shown to benefit one's career by energizing one's productivity and helping make one's work more rewarding. But more important than the worldly benefits of serving are its spiritual benefits. Serving helps to promote gratitude, because in serving we experience what it takes to give something expecting nothing in return. When we serve, we are reminded of Christ's sacrifice for us. Serving blesses others and draws them closer to God. When we serve others, what we are actually doing is carrying out God's act of love for that person. Serving not only helps us express God's love, but it encourages us. That God would use a person like me or you to impact a person's life is very humbling and empowering. Finally, serving brings the kingdom of God on earth and in the hearts of man. When we serve others, we break down the walls of their hearts to allow the love of God to enter. We make the world a better place. At the beginning of the talk, I mentioned that one other thing shares the unique nature of serving: love. Love is fulfilled not when it is received, but when it is given. When you love someone, you would give anything for them, your kidney, your lung, your life, to make them happy. The Bible says in John 15:13, "Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Love is an act of service. To close, I will share a quote from Mother Teresa, a woman who dedicated her life to the service of others. "Love is not patronizing, and charity isn't about pity. It is about love. Charity and love are the same. With charity, you give. So don't just give money, but reach out your hand instead. Let us be encouraged to serve others. In return, we will be made whole."
I tell you what, wasn't that a good word from the Lord? Amen. Praise God. And I didn't know it was all those benefits there, but praise God. He definitely pointed them out, praise God. I think we're going to do that one more time again. And we're planning to do it in October. And we pass out, through the generosity of our co-workers and other people, friends and family, we pass out 51 bags. And our goal is in October to be able to pass out 200. So we got 5 bags toward that goal already. Sister Carol Merchant and Billy, they Pastor Abraham some bags to give us, but he was somewhere else. So by the time we came back and gave up other bags, then of course we missed contact. So we got those bags, and so now we only need 195. Praise God. So we just thank God for that. And I believe it's so much it brings so much fulfillment when we give that. And it teaches us to not be selfish and to be appreciative of, Sister Judah said, have a heart of gratitude about what God has given us. So that certainly was a good word, and I tell you, thank you so much, Judah. Yeah, she's not only sweet, but she's knowledgeable as well. Praise God. And she broke that stuff down. I tell you, I need a good copy of that, because praise God, I couldn't write all it down that fast, but praise God. But it I tell you, just give her a hand one more time. Praise God. Praise God. And you know, I called her parents last Sunday, and her parents were just as gracious as they want to be. And then her mom said, I just want to thank you guys for what you did. You did a wonderful job raising your kids. And I say they're manageable. They know how to conduct themselves, and they're humble as well. And then the mother said, "Oh, thank you, Pastor. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mom." But she was real gracious and everything. Her mom was and everything. And I said, "Well, I do have one request of you, Mom." She said, "What's that?" She said, "I told her, I said, when you come back down to Jacksonville, bring some more of that food that you cooked." Yeah, last time we went to see Romana, she cooked the pot or something, and it was so good. I don't know the name of it. What's the name of it?
Legging.
Okay. But it was so good. And I tell you, she didn't have no pots like we have now. She had like a mess hall pot, a big old soup kitchen pot. It was full of stuff. Yeah. So praise God. Her love went in that cooking. Her love went in that cooking. And they were in their dorm room, Romana's dorm room. Every one of those young kids, she loved on them, and she made them feel like they were welcome. But guess what? Before they left, they had some prayer, and they didn't even know they were going to have it. But they were just loving to receive them. So what I like about them, they're just people, no matter where you see them. I mean, that's the first time I met them and physically. It was on the beach, remember? And they were the same way on the beach as they were in their apartment, in Romano's apartment. So I just thank you, God. And I just thank God, for them raising you guys the way they did. Because, like I said, it's easy to raise grandkids, you know, because you can send them home when you get tired. But go back to your mama, you know, go back to your peoples. But when you're raising kids, you don't have time to play around. And I heard Josh's daddy didn't play the radio. But he couldn't. He had a family to raise. And truth be told, my kids tried to say that I didn't. Dad, you wouldn't like that. In fact, I think I had Adrian come back from school or something. He came to visit and everything. He saw how I was treating Curtis. He said, "Dad, you don't got a saw." I said, "What do you mean? What do you mean? You would have never let us do that." And I said, "That's my grandboy. I had to train you and raise you guys. I can just love on him and send him home." Praise God. So praise God. So we just thank God for that. And really, we plan on doing that in October. So be ready, be prepared, and then we're going to put the word out well in advance. So I think we'll have more participation than we have. And then see, it's benefits of serving the Lord and then serving others. Amen. And we're going to, next week, we're going to start a series on body. I mean, not body, but spirit, soul, and body. And that's so important that we know who we are, right? Because what happens is if we don't know who we are, then a lot of times we don't know the power that we have. God is depositing. And so once we know who we are, and you know the biggest thing that the enemy will try to keep us in bondage is? Once we get saved, he knows our spirit is saved. So he can't have anything to do with our spirit. He can't do anything with our spirit. But what he'll do, he'll try to mess with us in our soulish realm. That's in the mind. So So we got to get renewal of the mind. We got to get renewal of the mind. We got to get renewal of the mind. Without our mind being renewed, the enemy can come in and talk to us and slip little thoughts in there that aren't God. And we think our own thoughts, or maybe that God doesn't love us, something like that. So it's important that we get renewal of the mind. Amen. And when we get our mind renewed, see, God doesn't speak to us. God is a spirit, and he doesn't speak to us through our mind. He speaks through our spirit. So how do we get the thing? Everything that, the minute that you get born again, did you know that? Everything that you need for life and godliness is on the inside of you. It's on the inside of you. So we're going to kill some sacred cows when we get over to, get in that subject, in that series, and that'll be next Sunday. But we're going to kill some sacred cows, and the sacred cows that we're going to kill are, how do we get since we have the mind of Christ, how do we get the mind of Christ? The Spirit of God knows everything, right? So how do we get the mind of God into our heart, into our body? Because what happened is, a lot of Christians, when they read that scripture in Thessalonians 5, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23, about the spirit, soul, and the body, they'll say, the world will say, body, soul, and spirit. Because that's the way they're orientated. Their body ruled and body led. So what they'll do, they'll say it backwards. But really, if children of the Most High God, saints of the Most High God, sons and daughters, our spirit is the most important part of us. And that's how God's talked to us, through our spirit. Because the Bible even says that God, we must worship in spirit and in truth. So we go out of our spirit. Everything that we need is in our spirit. Everything that we need is in our spirit. And so how do we get it out of our spirit? I mean, guidance, it's there. The spirit knows everything. How do we get it out? Well, what happened is, we've been programmed by the devil all these years that it's hard for us to even hear God. If he answered in a 21-gun salute, most of us wouldn't hear. Most average Christians wouldn't hear. They've been taught by most churches. They wouldn't even understand God. They won't even be able to hear him. So how do we hear God clearly? And we're going to get a revelation on that when we're going through that series. So I just thank God for Judith. Judith, once again, daughter, you really brought that word down, and we thank you. And that's what we experience. That's what we experience when we give to others. You know, some families, instead of Thanksgiving and Christmas, instead of having it at the house, you know what they'll do? Some families, they'll go have their kids go to the homeless shelters and feed the homeless. And what are they teaching their kids? Valuable lessons that they'll never forget. Because most kids are, truth be told, most kids are selfish. They think, just because you brought me in the world, you owe me. And they don't even say thank you to their parents. So they don't. But you got to teach them. You got to train them in the way they should go, so they won't depart from when they're old. But you know what? Most kids, when they make all them mega bucks and everything and have more than their parents got, most kids will not even give back to their parents, because it was not taught. They don't know it's supposed to be. But see, when you honor your parents, and you give them things and give them gifts and stuff, you're actually extending your lifespan. You're actually extending your lifespan. But when you say, well, I don't have nothing to give you or something like that, your grandma's roof caving in, needs a new roof, but you are full of the Holy Ghost and power and fire, but yet you can't even, it wouldn't even hurt you to do that. You could pay it off in 6 months, get a loan and get a roof fixed and pay it off in 6 months. But yet your grandma, and heard that you love Jesus, but you letting the roof sink in and won't even, with your Holy Ghost spill self, with your love of God self. So how do you demonstrate it? By your actions. You demonstrate love by action, don't we? By action. So sometimes you need you know what Jesus said? He said, wherever your treasure is, that's where your heart will be. I guarantee if you start giving to your grandparents or your relatives or something, they need something, guess what? Oh, you're going to call them. You're going to check up on them. You know why? Because you put your money in it. Your money, because money is nothing but a tool. It's a medium of exchange. But when you give your hard-earned money, you're going to check on them. Auntie, did you get that $50 I sent you? Oh, yeah, baby. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yeah. So you're going to check on her. But if you don't get never given no money, you might not talk to her for a year. Or a family, a funeral, or a family, a marriage, or something like that, a wedding, or something other than that. So I'm just trying to encourage us to walk this thing out. Be the church. And that's what I want every member. And y'all do an excellent job. Y'all do an excellent job. But I'm just trying to encourage you to things that you already know, right? To do those things, right? Praise God. So like I said, now we're at the end of the service now.